This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Tonight we have hadith number 28 from Riyad al-Salihin on chapter on sabr, patience and perseverance. One of those very heavy hadith really to read and go through, because it has to do with the final hours of the life of the Prophet salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. الحديث حديث أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه قال لما ثقل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جعل يتغشاه الكرب فقالت فاطمة رضي الله عنها وكرب أبتاه. الحديث أنس رضي الله عنه reported when the Messenger of Allah, the last illness of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم made him unconscious, like he used to fall unconscious, salawatullahi wasalam, was described in different ahadith. One of the famous ahadith is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard the people praying, and he got excited. He says, "Bring me some water, let me refresh." So he refreshed sallallahu alaihi wasallam with some water, and then as he was about to leave, he fell unconscious. So they brought him back again to his bed until he recovered, and then he woke up. He goes, "Asal al-nas, did they pray?" They said, "No, they're still waiting for you. Because they bring me some more water." So they brought him water, then he refreshed. And as he was about to leave, he fell unconscious again for three times. Unable to get out of the house, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, "Muru Aba Bakr falyusalli bin nas, let Abu Bakr lead the salah." So in this time, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, frequently right now, he's falling unconscious. And he wakes up. It was also reported that from the event around that time as well too, he gets fever and he gets hot. So what he does, salawatullah wasalam alayhi, out of course of that heat and feeling of the illness, salawatullah wasalam alayhi, he would cover his face. And then when he feels that he needs to breathe, he uncovers his face and he reaches the water next to him. He puts his hand in that water and he was to wipe over his face. And he would say, "La ilaha illallah, inna al-mawti sakarat." Like indeed, death has its agonies and pains. So during that time, when this happened, as Fatima, his daughter, she's observing and witnessing the pain that her father was going through. It wasn't easy for her, obviously, to watch her beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when she sees him falling unconscious, she cries on his behalf. And she would go, "Wa karba abata." Like, wow, she said to the conscious of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the distress of my dear father. Like, "Oh my God," like saying, "Poor father." The distress, "Oh my God, how distressful this is to him." Like she is agonizing on his behalf, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, some of the ulama, they say, like, "Wait a minute, is that considered, isn't that haram to wail?" And, well, she wasn't wailing, and she was only just agonizing on his behalf, that's all. Besides, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he woke up, he replied to her, without banning her from doing that. So as long as it's not something of wailing or acting irrational and in a way that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is okay. فَقَالَتْ wa karba abata, "Oh, the distress of my father." So the Prophet, he heard her once. And he says, قَالَ فَقَالَ لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ أَبِيكِ كَرْبٌ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ. He said to her, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "There will be no distress for your father after today." Which means what, the jama'ah? That was it. It was the end of his life. Like he knows that this is it, the last day. قالت فقال فلما مات. So when he died, قالت يا أبتاه. He says, "My father, oh my father." أجاب ربا دعا. He responded to it when Allah has called you back, and you have responded to his call. قالت يا أبتاه جنة الفردوس مأواه. Oh father, Garden of the Firdaus is your abode. Ya abatah ila Jibreel an'ah. She said, "Oh father, we announce to Jibreel your death." Now, as you can see and you hear, those are the words of Fuya Jama'ah, a bereaved daughter. So the question that we ask ourselves, when it comes to the subject of being patient, does it mean you are not allowed to express your grief? The answer is no. But as long as the Prophet mentioned the other hadith, As long as you say what? Only that which is most pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. Now she was describing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with certain descriptions. She goes, Ya Abata, Ajaba Rabban Da'a. He responded to the call of his Lord when his Lord called upon him. Ya Abata, Jannatul Firdausi Ma'wa. His place will be in the highest place in Jannah, Al-Firdaus. Ya Abata, Ila Jibreel An'a. We're announcing his death to his friend, Jibreel. Like we're saying, as if she said, Jibreel, take care of him for us. Now, what does that mean here? Qal ulama, these descriptions were, they're befitting the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Which means if your na'i, if your grief is not exaggerating the qualities of the person that you're grieving, in this case, should be okay. Like if you start saying about your spouse or your father or your child, subhanAllah, you're the one who used to read the Quran, you're the one who used to always go to the masjid, that's fine. But saying that you're our savior, you're the one we cannot live without, all these kind of things, no, that's not right. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He holds all these now attributes. He's the one who gives, provides, protects, and so on. Not your spouse, not your child, nobody else. So as long as the description is actual and is reasonable, there is nothing wrong if someone expresses those words as she did radiallahu ta'ala anha wa ardaha. And then, but why would the Prophet ﷺ had to go through all these agonies? Al-ulama, they said, Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet ﷺ when she saw him grieving and he was going through all this pain, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qalat ya Rasulullah, innaka latu'aku wa'kan shadida. Like when you fall ill, you fall ill really, really severely ill. Like your illness is so severe. She said to him, Qad adhalika li'annaka tu'jaru ajra julayn. Is it because you get double the reward? Like because you get double the reward, so you have to go through double the pain. Faqala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala na'am. Yes, because I get double the reward for what people get. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him go through the pain. Also, some of the ulama, they say, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with those last moments of pain as the Prophet was going through, this was more of like the last purification for him. Like completely, whatever from the matters of dunya that he needs to reconcile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had him go through this to purify him completely from everything so that when he meets his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, completely clean slate. Then finally, فَلَمَّا دُفِنَا, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried, she said to Anas radiallahu anhu, قَالَتْ أَطَابَتْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَن تَحْثُوا عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ التُّرَابِ. She goes, are you really satisfied now that you put earth over the grave of your Messenger of Allah? Like, you really satisfied to throw the dirt on him? Now, is that a fair statement, Jama'ah? Maybe not. But it was emotional. So no one objected, no one responded. Even Anas radiallahu anhu, who received that from her, he just kept quiet because he knew she's just being emotional radiallahu ta'ala anha. But were they really satisfied putting the dirt on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Some of the ulama, they say yes, because that's the sunnah. The sunnah is to bury him. So when we do that, we follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well too, in order of course to bring him closer to his destination, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But definitely, you're not going to say that. And Anas radiallahu anhu, who reported the story, he said that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina, it illuminated, it became so shiny. That's why you call it in Arabic, Al-Madina Al-Munawwara, the illuminated city, that's what it means. قال فلما توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he died, أظلمت, everything went dark. Like he was truly the light of the city and the spirit of the city, صلوات الله وسلام عليه. So here, what we learn from this hadith is that, yeah, if someone goes through grief, it doesn't mean that they need to keep completely quiet. If they had to say, they need to make sure that they only say things that are pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, and things that are considered actual and reasonable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, love you, Rabbil Alameen, and keep you all safe. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.